Agricultural organizations are requesting extensions of the comment periods related to the Environmental Protection Agency's proposed rule defining waters of the United States regulated under the Clean Water Act. National Corn Growers Association President Martin Barbary says the key issue is the word navigable as it applies to regulated waters.
We still feel the term navigable water should be in the rule itself. That's really the big change that we see coming if they take that word out. It just expands the focus of not only EPA, but the Corps of Engineers as well. It's going to require permits for maybe even just cleaning out a ditch along the side of a field that has nothing to do with running water. There's just the potential is there for a lot of mischief with permits and everything. Obviously, they keep telling us, well, all these ag exemptions are in there, but we know how exemptions work, and they tend to disappear. Really, if they take navigable out of the definition of waters of the U.S., it affects water running anywhere across your lawn and down a city street, across an industrial park. There's just tremendous ways this can affect the lives of our citizens.
National Pork Producers Council President Howard Hill agrees.
When the law was put in place, EPA had jurisdiction over navigable waters. And what this does, it redefines what navigable waters are. So it could be ditches that don't typically run water, have water in them, or it could be ponds and fields. We don't really know what the impact could be.
At the same time, Hill says he appreciates EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy's efforts to reach out to agriculture, and he's pleased that officials with the agency were in Des Moines this week to meet with producers at World Pork Expo.
We had two of the EPA Water Office staff members here. They met with our board. They're trying to learn more about what actually happens on a farm. They're actually going into a sow farm, and then they're going to be visiting some other finishing sites. They'll be visiting some row crop operations, trying to give them a better understanding of what actually goes on out here. You know, they kind of sit in Washington, D.C., and they're isolated from what the real world is like.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.